Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
For Down the Stretch with veteran and highly successful thoroughbred handicapping expert Don Noble on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
Staybreds, even though they're decent races, but I primarily like to watch some of the stakes races, and particularly two-year-olds. And the races on the grass. So, and I had watched any races for Royal Ascot this week. I just forgot about it. Been watching a lot of the Olympics on TV. Some of the swimming and track and field. I was watching a little bit of that last night. Man, some of those people. The training. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. But, you know, something I failed to mention last week. Two of my big heroes, that one of them passed away a week or so ago, and that was Jerry West from West Virginia. Tremendous basketball player, coach, GM. He was one of my idols. I really, really like Jerry West. Class act. Class act. And then to me, the greatest player that ever played in baseball just passed away, I think, at the age of 93. That's Willie Mays. Willie Mays. Nobody. He could do it all. He could run. He could hit homers. He could get hits. He could steal bases. Best all-around player I've ever seen. Now, he may not have been the best hitter. He might not have been best outfielder, even though that's for a discussion another day, because I thought maybe he probably is one of the best outfielders. And then as far as stealing bases, terrific. Never gave you a problem. But to me, if I had to rate players overall, talent-wise, Willie Mays, the best I ever saw. And then a guy that I really enjoyed watching. I wasn't a big fan of Pittsburgh Pirates, but Roberto Clemente. Oh, man, was he tremendous. I used to enjoy. But I was a big Dodger fan. I was back some of the early years at Brooklyn. Then they moved out to L.A. Enjoyed the Dodgers. Duke Snider, Gil Hodges, Roy Campanella, Johnny Padres. And later on, you had Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax. Boy, they were good teams. But anyway, you know what I try to do each week in the handicapping races? And I kind of center on, unless they've got some big races somewhere else, like at the Belmont Stakes or whatever. You know, I look at the races at Churchill Downs. And they've got 2 2-year-old races a day, trust me, are very tough, very tough. Had a hard time, and I'm going to talk about them and elaborate even further some of my ideas and thoughts about the particular race. But they got a maiden claim at $100,000 race, and I'm telling you, it's going to be tough, tough to get in the winner's circle for me. But I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to try and give you the winner, or at least maybe some horses you can use as far as in your exotics, whether it be for you, your exacta, trifecta, which I don't play superfecta, but I know a lot of you do. Get a 10-cent one. Maybe get a couple bombs in there, and you can cash a good ticket. But I tell people all the time, and I was talking to somebody recently, they win some money, and they use one of two of my selections that I mentioned on the air here on Saturday morning, and they bet another race that I talked about, and they won money, and they quit. Right then, they quit. Now, they could have prolonged the situation, but the more races that you bet, the bigger the chance that you're going to lose. And this individual, he went about $1,800. And he told me he appreciated it. But saying that, he quit. And there's a lot of you out there listening this morning. They can't quit. They think they're going to hit that big number. It's not going to happen. Now, you may hit it once a year, once every 5 years, whatever. But you can't consistently hit it. And then if you do, what do you do then? Do you save some of the money? Do you take the, you withdraw the money and then play with the money you got in there and then put money back in your account? And a lot of guys that I know, they just keep firing. They just keep firing and they keep losing. You can't beat this game. I'm telling you, I've been around it too long, too many relatives, too many people I know, and it's just a tough game. But I love the game because I think it's a challenge. And it's just like a basketball game or a football game. There's only two teams. In a horse race, generally, you got 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 horses in a race and trying to get the winner, regardless if it's a favorite, second choice, third choice, or in some of these maiden races, a first-time starter with a good pedigree or an average pedigree, trying to get that winner. It's tough. It's tough. But anyway, talking about races, last week, you know, I told you that first race at Churchill Downs, straight maiden, $120,000 for three-year-olds and up, and it was a crazy race, and I liked a couple horses, and they ran second and third. But I did mention Kenny McPeak's horse. The horse was 8-5 morning line. Django, three-year-old colt, 8-5. Been out 9 times, never got in a winner's circle. Last time out, got beat by 12 lengths on the turf, put the horse back on the main track, gets the job done. But I was trying to beat that 8-5, a little bit of a price, and I thought I was going to get it with the other Kenny McPeak horse. The 5 horse, Elko County, a 3-year-old colt by Gunrunner. And then the other horse I kind of like for Brendan Walsh, 6 Kings, The Full Horse, 7-2, runs third. Been out twice. Got beat by almost 37 lengths. An horse 7-2. But Kenny McPeak's horse pays 492, 274, and 254. And, you know, we mentioned the horse. Could have used the horse. And, you know, you if you listen to the program, or if you even had the sheets, or you had a program, it was pretty easy. And the exact was $17. Could have had that very easily. You could have had a $20 one. You got that 10 times. That's $170. And then with the 1-5-4, which is the horses we mentioned, the trifecta pretty easy at $55. Now, that's for $2. For $2. I didn't see anything else. But, it was pretty easy. And I wasn't a big fan of the race. But still... just crazy. Kenny McPeak's having pretty good meet. So you just move on and so forth. But again, you could have had that $17 and that $55 try. Which leads me to the fifth race. That Monomoy Girl Stakes. $175,000 for fillies, 3-year-olds. Going a mile on 16th. I thought this was a good race, and I thought it was between two horses, and that's what eventually happened. Six horse for Brendan Walsh, Intricate. Ran a good race, but just couldn't beat the 7-5 favorite, the Deuce, in Our Pretty Woman for Steve Asmussen. And if you looked at that horse is only, two races back in that fairgrounds, so just got to be 3/4 the length. And just for whatever reason, the Kentucky Oaks was 13-1. Wasn't going to beat Torpedo Anna that day, but got to be 31 lengths, 7-5 last week. And it was pretty easy. And, the horse pays $4.02, 244. I'll never get over these, and 210. I can't get over these prices where they round it out to the cents. Just give me 210, 220, whatever it is. Which leads me to the big exacta, 2-6. That's cold. Not only was it a cold exacta, but I'm talking about as far as a cold, $8.30 for the $2 exacta. I wouldn't have played this race, and I didn't play it, but saying that, that was pretty easy. And that's the reason the horse ran the way they did, and that's the reason why you had a short price in the horses as well as a short exacta. And then in the $175,000 Charlerwood Stakes, mile and 3/8 over the Matt Wynn Turf Course. And a horse that I did like in here that Charlie Appleby had, end up running third, Bold Act, with Tyler Gaffley on. But a horse I did mention, got the job done for Mark Cassie in the Deuce, with Jose Ortiz having a terrific Churchill Downs meet. 4-1 morning line. Web Slinger. And this 4-year-old gelding. Horse had already won $1.2 million. And got the job done. Dropped in class. And the horse pays $4.98, 304 and 226. You had to use this horse. And Boldak, I thought, was a player. But some people, I'm sure, mentioned the 10 horse, Sigouri, the 7-year-old that Mike Maker claimed for $50,000. $50,000 at Keeneland. turns his horse around in grade three company and wins the Louisville Handicap. Runs second. That was pretty easy. That exact still paid. I mean, it wasn't terrific, but still it wasn't halfway bad. And it was $19.92. Along with Boldak running third for your trifecta. You know, those are horses we mentioned last week. But, you know, they went 24-2, 48-1, 113-3, 138-2 for a mile, and a final time for a mile and three-eighths was 214-2. Decent time. This Web Slinger ran big, ran huge. But I knew the horse was probably going to run well, even though he hadn't won in quite some time since June of last year. But been running in grade one, grade two companies. And running halfway decent, but just had stronger opponents in the races that this four-year-old was defeated. Well, guys, they're over looking at me. So, Max, James, let's take our first break. Going to come back with a interesting race at Churchill Downs on one of the earlier races. So we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch, sponsored by Chisholm Irrigation.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. Baby, I was born a sinner. I was born a rampant man. Mama tried, but she didn't try hard enough. My old man never did give a damn. Turn me loose. Watch me go. Just one night and I'm back on the road. Baby, there ain't no cure for my disease. Come on, girl, you gotta set me free.
Welcome back to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
Well, get ready for an exciting weekend at Twin Spires. Score up to $10 back on selected races when your single horse win wager finishes second or third. And don't miss out. Visit Twin Spires app or twinspires.com to find out which races qualify. And, you know, today, it's going to be hot. And there'll be some people that will endure this hot weather and be outside and whatever. Some people have to work, unfortunately. And there are other people out doing some gardening work. But let me tell you, I strongly suggest Stooges Bar and Grill, 7123 Grade Lane. You can go over there. They got daily lunch specials. They got their famous wings. They got their 8-ounce fish sandwich. I usually get it with toasted rye and their tartar sauce with some fries. Get a couple chili dogs. That sounds interesting. And get you a cold beer. How's that sound? When it's about 95 in the shade, what a cold draft or cold bottle of beer and a good fish sandwich. Boy, does that sound good. Yeah, Stooges, it's a local spot where you can enjoy good food and drinks. Whether you're looking for a casual hangout or just a place to unwind, Stooges has got you covered. And as I mentioned, they got classic American pub grub, complete with pool tables and a spacious deck located besides the volleyball courts. Stooges Bar and Grill, 7123 Grade Lane. Well, this is one of the races that I looked at, and I like races on the grass here at Churchill Downs. We're going a mile. It's an optional claimer. $100,000, 3X, purses $141,000 for fillies and mares, three and up. And I thought we'd have more horses in this race. We got six entered, and then we got a main track only. But the first horse I'm going to talk about is the horse that drew inside, the one horse for Pablo Lobo, Never Walk Alone. It's a four-year-old filly. He's won $75,000 in a lifetime, making her U.S. debut. This horse was bred in Brazil primarily as ran, or exclusively, in Argentina. And when I was looking at this race, this filly, May of last year, she broke her maiden going a mile on the main track by four lengths, and the purse was $10,000. $10,000. And then ran in a couple great companies down there. It's on the turf. But last time out in Argentina, that was September of last year, in a stakes race for $48,000, the horse gets beat a half a length, going a mile, the same distance it'll be traveling today. This horse ran a mile in Argentina now, 132-2. Now, how fast is that? That's incredible. 10-1. And it's Lasix today. You want to take a shot with this four-year-old filly? This Brazilian bred, 10-1. Be kind of interesting. Then the deuce in here for Norm Cassie, not so close. This horse hadn't won since last August. Saratoga, going a mile. And that day they won 135 flat in an optional $62,500 race by three quarters of length. And then after that, hadn't been running that well. And last time out in the grade two Distaff Turf Mile at Churchill Downs, this horse got beat 28 lengths at 30-1. Today, in this optional claiming, this horse is 7-2. 7-2, taking a drop. Trying to get in that winner's circle. Not so close. The deuce for Norm Cassie and Ricardo Santana. Horse got a decent work June 14th at Churchill. 1:01, third best at 27. I like that work, but we'll see what happens today. Getting a big, big class relief this afternoon. And by the way, post time's 1:14 for this race. Then the three horse, Bling, a four-year-old filly by American Pharoah, by Pioneer the Nile. Connections paid $160,000 at the 2021 September Keeneland sale. Horse is 1-for-5 at this mile distance. 0-for-2 this year. Last year won $330,000 for Vicky Oliver. If you look back in the PPs going a mile, last July at Ellis Park, they went 135-2 and allowance 1X for $74,000. And this horse was right there pretty much throughout and wins by a half a length at $1.25 to a dollar. Today, 9-2. Now, Vicky Oliver is having a tough, tough meet. She's 0-for-31 this meet. 0-for-31. And she's had 97 starters and only four wins this year for 4%. 9-2. You going to take a shot with this four-year-old filly for Vicky Oliver's? Now, again, she's eventually going to win a race at Churchill. At least you hope between now and next week. But, wow, 0 for 31, 9-2. Then the other horse in here I'll mention, what about Watch This Birdie for Correas? I Red Ortiz at 4-1. If you look back September of last year, going a mile at Churchill Downs in a Lowndes Company for $127,000 1X. This horse wins by almost two lengths at 5-1. And you're getting I Red Ortiz in the iron. He's having a terrific meet with limited starters. He's only been on 56 horses. He's won 13 races for 23%. His horse is 0 for 3 this year. Last time out at Keeneland in April in a Lowndes Company 3X, his horse got beat 14 lengths at 4-1. But this horse likes Churchill Downs. It's 2 for 2 for 94,000. 1 for 2 at the distance. Watch This Birdie, 4-1, the four horse. Which leads me to a horse I think is probably going to be the favorite coming out of the gate, I'm sure. And that's the five horse, For the Flag, for Jimmy Toner, 5-year-old mare by Uncle Mo. If you look back in June of last year at Belmont Park, going a mile, this horse ran 134-1 in an optional 62.5 race. Wins by almost two lengths at 3-1. Next two races in Stakes Company was right there, beaten by 3/4 of a length down at Ellis Park in the Kentucky Downs preview day. And then runs in the One Dreamer for $500,000 at Kentucky Downs in September. Gets beat less than two lengths at $296 to $1. For the Flag, Jimmy Toner, Jose Ortiz, 5-2. And at the distance, this horse has been out five times, three wins and a second, for $200,000. Now, to me, I think this is the horse that you'll probably see in the winner's circles. But some of these other horses I mentioned, and I even like Watch This Birdie, the four in here. So it's a short field. The six for Safi Joseph, horse is 0 for 5. Sister Lou Ann for Ken Ramsey. That bred and owns this horse 3-1 with Tyler Gaffney on. Hadn't seen the winner's circle in quite a while. So, I mean, you got a 10-1 shot, you got a 7-2 shot, you got a 9-2 shot, you got a 4-1 shot, 5-2, and 3-1. Now, something's going to jump up and may go off 5-6-1. Now, you're going to have to see where the money flows, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the winner. But I think Jimmy Toner's got the horse to beat in here, For the Flag, the five horse. But if you want to box some horses, to me personally, I would take a shot in here. I would box the 1-4-5. 1-4-5. And if you want to spread a little further, throw in Safi Joseph's horse, the 6. 1-4-5-6. In this one-mile turf event, an optional claimer, $100,000. That purse, again, I can't get over it. And none of these horses is up for sale. But $141,000, how sweet that is. Well, Max, let's take a second break. And then we're going to come back to another race in here that, to me, is completely wide open. So we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch. sponsored by Stockton Mortgage.
Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
This is all it calls. I guess I'll make the drive down past the Texas line to make sure he's not alive. I dumped him off of a river bridge in the fall of 84. Word got around and he climbed out of that muddy red river floor.
Welcome back to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
Well, get ready for an exciting, hot, and sizzling weekend at Churchill Downs at Twin Spars. Score up to $10 back on selected races when your single horse win wager finishes second or third. Don't miss out. Visit the Twin Spars app or twinspars.com to find out which races qualify. Talking about races, this is another one here that I told you. Whew. I look at some races in here, and boy, this is a difficult race. It's the third race. Post time's 143. A maiden claiming $100,000. Purse is $63,000. These for two-year-old fillies. And again, I hadn't seen a scratch. It's got nine horses entered. First horse I'm going to talk about is John Hancock's filly. White Lick Road, 8-1. Got a nice work at Ellis Park. 101-2, handily from the gate, 8 best 12. Now, John Hancock has pulled some upsets at Keeneland and at Churchill Downs with some lesser horses. He's got a horse in here that I've never heard of, a sire called Instagrad. Never heard of the horse. I've heard of Into Mischief, but Instagrad, I never heard of. Stands for $7,500. And in two-year-old races, John Hancock is winning at 6%. That means 94% of the time he's losing. Average pedigree. Okay, and in maiden claiming races, he's winning 9%. 8-1. So that's the first horse I'm going to talk about. Then you go to the next horse, the Deuce, another horse for John Hancock. Me Little Frost Girl. Where do they come up with these names? A two-year-old filly by 1,000 words. I never heard 1,000 words. Stands for $5,000. 6-1. Now, 1,000 words, I went to my Sarstat book, looked it up. First time starter. A plus being the best, F being the worst. What do you think 1,000 words is? First time out. an F. 6-1. Now the three R's in here, Instilled Regard, stands for 7,500. Another one I never heard of. They bought this horse for $37,000 at the 2023 September Keeneland sale. Trying to sell this horse today for $100,000. 15-1. Flashware. Get Corey Landry. He's having a decent meet. This horse got a nice work. June 1st, Churchill Downs, going 3 furlongs. 35-4. Best of 26. I like that. For Tom Vance. But in two-year-old races, in these baby races, he's 0 for 25. 0 for 25. And again, pedigree, I had to revert back to Arch, is average. It's a C. But I like that 35 work. Because we're going 5 furlongs. The four horse, Indy's Universe, 2-year-old filly by Unified, by Candy Ride, stands for 7,500. Ran at Churchill Downs last month in a maiden claim in 40, going 4.5. Didn't break well, closed well, and only got beat less than 3 lengths. 3-1 today, you getting Jose Ortiz back in the iron. Now, the horse ran for a maiden claim in 40. Gets beat less in 3 lengths. So what do they say? Let's take a shot. Let's run him for a maiden claim in under $1,000. 3-1. 3-1. Indy's Universe. The 5 R's in here for Steve Asmussen. Swift Win, a 2-year-old filly by Complexity. Another one I've never heard of. They paid $50,000 at the 2023 September Keeneland sale. First time out over a sloppy racetrack going 5/8. Churchill Downs last month. This horse was a distant, yes, distant 7th. 14 lengths at 11-1. Now, that was in a straight maiden for $120,000. So they put her in this $100,000 optional, or I should say maiden claiming race. Had a nice work at Keeneland, okay? 36-1. Best of 29, June 16th. 7-2. Taking a major class drop. 7-2, you're going to take a shot with this 2-year-old filly for Rasmussen. It's having a great meet. He's winning at 22%. And when going from maiden to maiden claiming, Asmussen's winning at 23%. 23%. Now, to me personally, with a drop in class and how they can get them ready over at that Asmussen barn, this is the horse I think should be the favorite. But again, dropping in for a $100,000 tag. Here's an interesting horse in here for me. Was the 6 horse. First-time starter for Brendan Walsh. Had a nice work. June 5th, Keeneland, 36-3, breezing from the gate. Evie's Eyebrows. Where do they come up with these names? 2-0 filly by Matoli. Stands for 15. It paid 130. Has an average pedigree. I like that June 5th work at Keeneland. 36-3, breezing from the gate. Tyler Gaffney, leading rider. When debuting in maiden claiming races, Brendan Walsh is winning with his horses at a 15% clip. And in maiden claiming races, he's winning at 23%. I kind of like this horse. I think if you can get 4-5-1, I think you need to jump. But again, this race is completely wide open. And I looked at a few others. I looked at the 8 in here. My Little Bay, 6-1. First-time starter. It's a two-year-old filly. They only paid $50,000, trying to double their money here first time out for a $100,000 tag. I think this horse could be used. But if you can hear my tone and what I'm thinking is this race is wide open to me going 5 furlongs. Whoever gets the break, and if they don't go too blistering as far as that first quarter, I think one of these fillies is probably going wire to wire. But the interesting thing, of all the 9 horses that are entered in this race, every single one of them is up for sale for $100,000. You know, the horses they paid for $80,000 or $50,000 or $30,000 are up for $100,000. They're trying to make some money. Plus, 60% of $63,000 is a pretty good shake. But I thought this race was wide open. So saying that, I'm boxing horses. Do I see a single? Possibly in the 6. But you can look at this race a couple ways. As I say, you can box horses or you can single. So if you want to single the 6 for Brendan Walsh and then take a shot, I'm taking a shot with that 3 horse for Tom Vance, Flashware. I'm also going to use Asmussen, the 5. And I'm going to use the 8 as well. My Lady Bay. And then if you want to turn it, 3-5-8 over the 6 over the 3-5-8, it's not going to cost you a lot of money. But I'm telling you, This, you know, you got to pick 3 races starting in this race for 3, 4, and 5. This could be a sweet mutual in here. Or you may get a $10 horse in here. And that's pretty good to start off for your pick 3 sequence. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to key the 6 over the 3-5-8 over the 3-5-8, and then I'm going to turn it 3-5-8 or the 6 over the 3-5-8 for an exact and trying here. But I tell you, I thought this was a tough race. And be sure before 1:43, check the scratches. Check the scratches. And maybe you'll eliminate, or you could add one of your other horses. And talking about eliminating or adding your horses, you need to get ready for exciting weekend at Twin Spires. Score up to $10 back on selected races when your single horse win wager finishes 2nd or 3rd. And don't miss out. Visit Twin Spires app or twinspires.com to find out which races qualify. Well, let's jump over to the big race today. Here at 9:53, going 7 ace. Now, the first thing, when I print out these PPs, the Chicago Stakes, Grade 3, $250,000 race. Now, these for fillies and mares, 4 and up. Fillies and mares, 4 and up. Going 7 ace. Post time's 3:51. Are you telling me we can't get no more than 5 horses? For fillies and mares, 4 and up, and the purse is $250,000. And we can only get 5 horses? I just shake my head. Now, what is it? Is it society at 4 to 5? They figure we can't beat her? Or whatever. But again, even if you don't win the race, you get 20% of 250, or 10%. That's not bad. But I'm just shocked that they couldn't get more horses in a race for $250,000 other than five in this Chicago Stakes. So Steve Asmussen's Horse Society, 4-5 Morning Line, the five-year-old mare by Gunrunner. This horse has won $1.5 million. At the distance, been out five times, three wins and a third for $696,000. And if you look back, two races. Now, this was last August. Going 7/8, Charlestown, in the pink ribbon for $250,000. They won 23-2, 46-4, 110-3. Final time was 1:23 flat. This horse wins by almost six lengths, with Tyler Gaffney on it, 20 cents to a dollar. And the day morning line is 4-5. This horse is going to be tough. I'm trying to. Now, there's one horse in here that I think's the main competition, but stranger things can happen. And in that race at Charlestown, this horse got 101 speed figure. That's huge. That's huge. I didn't look at the Deuce Royal Spa for Brissette, 15-1. I don't think this horse got a shot in here. May get a piece of it underneath, but I can't see this horse in the winner's circle. What about the three for Sherry DeVoe that's having a terrific meet? Trust me. I don't know what she's doing over there at her barn, but she's making the right moves. Valva, even money with I Red Ortiz. Last time out, Churchill Downs in the Derby City Distaff. This horse wins by two lengths at $1.72. to a dollar. Three for three under the Twin Spires. Horse has been out 12 times, lifetime, five wins, 3 seconds, and 2/3. 10 out of 12 for $1.5 million. And at this 7/8 distance, been out six times, four wins and 2 seconds for $1.4 million. This horse likes to win at this distance. And I think this is the main contender to Society. And to be honest with you, I think Society's probably going to drop coming out of the gate, maybe 2-5. So that means that Valva probably go off maybe 9-5. You may even get 2-1. But I think the four-year-old filly by Gunrunner, Valva, is going to be tough in here too. But what are you going to get? But again, trying to pick a winner. And again, we only got five horses. I didn't. Ian Wilkes has got a 15-1 shot, the five horse on the outside. I just didn't see it. But I think it's Colt Exact, 1-3 or 3-1. And I don't think it's going to pay it. Whole lot. It'd be lucky if it's going to pay $6 because of that short field. Well, what do you hear in the background? You hear some music. You know what that means? I got to get off here. But saying that, don't forget, next week's our last show, Stephen Foster Day for the season. And then we're going to come back in September. Well, as I say each week in closing, good luck in smart wagering today at the races. Thank you.